一分钟 AI 为什么越来越像物理学？
Why is AI becoming increasingly like physics in 1 minute?
你有没有发现一件很反直觉的事？
Have you noticed something that is very counterintuitive?
现在最先进的 AI 越来越不像传统软件。
Currently, the most advanced AI is becoming less like traditional software.
反而越来越像物理系统。
Instead, it is becoming more and more like a physical system.
这不是比喻。
This is not a metaphor.
而是整个 AI 底层世界观。
Instead, the entire AI's underlying worldview
真的正在向现代物理学靠近。过去几十年的 AI 本质其实都是符号计算。
In fact, the essence of AI in the past few decades has been approaching modern physics, which is actually symbolic computation.
输入一个符号。
Enter a symbol.
输出一个符号。
Output a symbol.
像规则、逻辑树、专家系统。
To rule-based logic number expert systems.
那时候人类认为智能就是规则组合。
At that time, humans believed that intelligence was the combination of rules.
但后来大家发现
But later, people discovered that
真实世界根本不是离散的。语言
The real world is not discrete language.
不是离散的。情绪
Not discrete emotions.
不是离散的。图像
Not discrete images.
不是离散的。
Not discrete.
甚至猫和狗之间都不是绝对边界。
Even between cats and dogs, there is no absolute boundary.
而是连续变化。
Instead, it changes continuously.
于是 AI 开始发生一次真正的大转向。
Then AI began to undergo a real shift.
从符号计算进入连续结构演化。
From symbolic computation to continuous structure evolution.
这一步其实非常像现代物理学。
This step is actually very similar to modern physics.
因为现代物理最核心的思想之一就是世界不是由离散标签组成。
Because one of the most fundamental ideas in modern physics is that the world is not made up of discrete labels,
而是连续状态空间。
Instead, it is a continuous state space.
现在的大模型内部已经越来越像这样。一句话说
Currently, the internal structure of large models is becoming increasingly similar to this.
输入进去不会变成固定规则。
It will become a fixed rule if you input it.
而会变成高维空间中的一个点。
And it will become a point in a high dimensional space.
这就是所谓的 latent space, 前空间。
This is what is called the latent space, a pre-space.
比如开心。
For example, happiness.
平静。
Calm.
忧郁
Melancholy
在 AI 内部不是三个标签
There are not three tags inside AI
而是高维空间里的三个区域
For example, three regions in a high dimensional space
语义变化也不是切换
Semantic change is not a switch
而是连续移动
Instead, it moves continuously
这其实已经非常接近物理中的状态演化。
This is actually very close to the state evolution in physics.
更震撼的是
More shocking is
现在最前沿的 AI 模型越来越物理化。
The most cutting-edge AI models are becoming increasingly physical.
比如 diffusion, 扩散模型干的事情特别像热力学。
For example, the things that diffusion models do are very similar to thermodynamics.
他先把一张图不断加噪。
He first added noise to a picture repeatedly.
最后彻底变成随机噪声。
Finally, completely become random noise.
然后再从噪声中一步步恢复结构。
Then, step by step, recover the structure from the noise.
这像什么？特别像宇宙中结构。
This looks like a special structure in the universe.
从混乱里重新涌现。
Re-emerge from chaos.
本质上，它不是在记忆图片。
Essentially, it's not about memorizing images.
而是在学习高维概率空间里的结构演化规律。
And to study the structural evolution patterns in high-dimensional probability spaces.
所以 diffusion 背后其实已经很接近统计物理。
So, the diffusion process is actually very close to statistical physics.
再比如 energy-based model.
For example, the energy-based model.
它甚至直接用了能量这个词。核心思想非常物理。
It even directly used the core idea of energy, which is very regular.
好的状态能量低，坏的状态能量高。
And the state of the energy is low, while the state of the energy is high.
于是 AI 推理过程越来越像一个物理系统自动滑向稳定态。
Therefore, the AI inference process is becoming increasingly like a physical system automatically sliding towards a stable state.
这和分子寻找最低能量结构。
This is similar to finding the lowest energy structure of a molecule.
水往低处流，物体掉向势能最低点，本质都很像。
Objects tend to move towards the lowest point of a potential energy landscape, just like water flows downhill.
还有一个更关键的词。
There's another key word.
Gradient 梯度，梯度本质是什么？
What is the essence of gradient?
是变化方向。
Is it a change of direction?
物理世界。
Physical world.
为什么会运动？
Why exercise?
因为存在梯度。
Because of the gradient,
温度梯度，压强梯度
temperature gradient, pressure gradient,
电势梯度，引力梯度
PV gradient, incentive gradient.
而 AI 训练本质也是沿梯度不断演化
And the essence of AI training is also to evolve along the gradient.
Theta CT, Nenzita, Nebla, Therala, Theta.
CACNES is a data management system.
也就是说
That is to say,
AI 不是人在硬写规则。
AI is not just a machine writing rules.
而是整个系统在高维空间里被梯度场推动。这一刻 ,AI 已经越来越不像传统程序。
Instead, the entire system is being pushed by a gradient field in a high-dimensional space, which means that AI is becoming increasingly different from traditional programs.
而越来越像连续动力系统。
And it is becoming increasingly like a continuous dynamical system.
所以现在最深刻的变化其实是 AI, 物理学,复杂系统。
So, the most profound change now is the complexity of AI physics systems.
神经科学开始重新汇合。
Neuroscience is starting to converge.
因为大家正在发现一个惊人的事实。
Instead, people are discovering a surprising fact.
智能可能从来不是逻辑规则。
Intelligence may never be logical rules.
而是高维连续结构中的稳定演化模式。
Instead, it is the stable evolution pattern in high-risk continuous structures.
这也是为什么今天的 AI 研究越来越像研究一个会自组织的宇宙。
This is also why today's AI research is increasingly like studying a self-organizing universe.